because, like, I don't know why, because apparently if I have this microphone, like, nobody talks to me. Okay. So let's, and, like, Ali just kind of dozes off and, like, whoa. Luke, you're not sitting by Ali. Who's going to keep him awake? Oh, sorry. And there you go. Oh, just nod your head a little bit. Okay. Yeah. So feel free to talk back to me because, like, that helps me. Right? The usual. Oh, my gosh. Where is he? Where's Pastor Ben? Where is he? Said he can't even talk back. Can you just give Chloe permission to talk back tonight? Just kidding. Okay. How's everything? How's the week going? Okay. So? Okay. How's this week going? Awesome. Okay. So what has God done in your life this week? What's God done in your life? Ooh, putting you on the spot. That's good. She didn't completely fail her psych quiz. That's good. Okay, so if I ask you what's going on in your life, and your response is like, it's all right, it's good, okay? But we're the church. What does that say about the youth group? What's going on in the youth group? What's going on in the church? Wait. No, say it. Okay, so let's break it down. If nothing is happening in your life, how do you expect God to move? Right? Cleet, what's new with you? He did. He has stitches to prove it. Did you win? Yeah, a little bit dry, but yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. 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 Yes, definitely. After you, okay. So with school starting, how did, like, anyone figure out their schedule yet? Like, anybody, like, kind of get into the routine of stuff? Okay, so how does that sound? Take me through your day. Okay, Aaron, take me through your day. I get up. Okay. Okay, you go to the Y. I saw him at Culver's last night, so you too. Okay, so you wake up, you go to the Y, then what, Aaron? School. Come home. What do you do? Homework. Homework. And sleep? Netflix? Nope, just sleep. Okay, and then he wakes up. And then he goes to the Y. And then he goes to school. And he comes home and does homework. And homework. And homework. Bad. Then he wakes up. And he goes to the Y. And he goes to school. Right? And the cycle continues. Do you agree with that? Pretty much. I mean, some of you can insert a job in there. Like, oh, okay, get up, shower, go to work, right? Sometimes, okay? Go to work, and then come back, like, do your thing, okay? Come home, hopefully supper's made for me, and study, go to bed. So we get into this cycle, into this rhythm of life. But it's our rhythm, right? And when we talked a little bit about last week, I said, about how much time do you spend, like, seeking God? So if I ask you and if I challenge you, would you say that number is higher than last week? Or about the same? Honestly. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. So we're in this gig called life, right? And we kind of get in the routine of things. And in the routine of things, we lose track of what is going on with God. Right? I'm going to title this message, Out of Sync. Okay? Out of Sync. Because, here's the thing, we get so wrapped up in our routine that we forget what exactly God has called us to do. Right? You get so wrapped up when we have these youth nights, because we've had two of them now, that adults are sitting behind you. Everyone look like, ooh, look back, everyone. It's like it's the elephant in the room. Be like, ooh. Oh, all right. So we always find more to do, don't we? Don't we always find more to do? Okay, so we find more to do, but is it always better? No. Okay, so we can find things to busy ourselves. We can go to school, we can do more homework, we could like study more for the psych test that you almost, that you didn't fail. Okay? So we can add things to our schedule and like, is it so much better? Sometimes, depends what you're adding. But we get so wrapped up in doing more that we forget about being. We forget that the essence of our day is not doing stuff. It's being. Right? And you think about that, and yes, we can run this race and we can do all of this stuff. We can have accolades. We can have great grades. We can get into good colleges. We can do all of this stuff. But what do we have? Are you just saying that because I want, that's what I want to hear? But it's true, right? So we think about the fact that, oh, trust me, I like busy people, right? They make my job much easier. We all love busy people. Guess who gets the most work? Busy people. Okay? Did you say mom, Jedi?
What? No,
I
said mom.
I like mom better.
Luke said mom.
Good job, Luke. Okay? Everybody likes busy people because when they're busy, then we know that we can go to them and get things done. Right? Yes, they do. So when I have things to do in my classroom that I don't have time to do, I'm like, ooh, who can I, like, put, like, which secretary? Or who can I ask to do that for me? Like, in the first person that comes to my mind is not the slacker, right? Yeah. It's not. It's the person that has their plate full all the time because he or she gets things done. Right? So what kind of people are we? Okay? When we're so busy, and I know I preached about this before, but I couldn't, as I was praying about it, I couldn't get it out of my head. I couldn't. I'm like, God, did I just not do this verse justice? Did I not do this passage justice? Or is it like, did I just miss something? Okay? And to be honest, I don't know the answer. I think there's so much depth and so much value in like these three verses that like it's stuff to chew on, right? So, Mary and Martha. Okay, tell me a little bit about them. Abigail. Okay. Jedi. Okay. Luke. They are. Good job. Applause, applause. Nice job, Luke. All right. So let's look at this verse again. Okay. Maybe you can tell me by the end if I just missed something or what I don't know. Okay. So Jesus is passing through. Now what happened is they went. They entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Who's him? Jesus. Okay, thank you. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha." Okay, it should just say Marcia, Marcia. Okay, but it doesn't. It says Martha, Martha. You are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. What's happening in this passage? Stella, what's happening in this passage? What? Oh, nobody's safe in here. But why wasn't Martha? Because she was too serving. Okay, right. Like, she's like, ooh, I have to make it look pretty. I have to do this. I have to do that. I'm such a great homemaker. I invited him in, so I need to make it perfect. Right? Okay? So she, and Jesus is like, Martha, 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 why are you so anxious? Like, something's bothering you. Something's troubling you. What is it? And he, like, and she's really like that petty girl, okay? Like, Martha's kind of petty. Like, in my head, like, I feel like she's a little bit petty. Like, she's the busy one. Petty me, how can I explain petty? Like, not stuck up, but, like, finicky. And I suppose that's a hard word, too. Yes. Picky. Very picky about certain things. Okay? So I feel like Martha is petty in the sense where it's like, you know, you have those friends that it's like, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Like, yes, but it's actually not fine. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, my gosh, can you just tell her to do something already? Like, and then they go to someone else and start complaining about you? Right. Okay, so that's what Martha's doing. But she's walking up to Jesus the whole time. I can just, like, she's probably, like, clanging the dishes. Like, clanging, I'm like, slamming the door. Okay? I mean, that's what I'm envisioning. Because obviously if she's busy and she has this hard heart against Mary, like, oh, how dare she just sit back and make me do all the work. Right? Okay? I know some people that clean like that. Like, if all of a sudden they're the only one cleaning, they'll like, make a big deal out of it. Like, slam the cupboard door. Like, dump all the silverware in the sink. Shh! I'm cleaning in here! Dude, come out and help me! Right? It's kind of like that little dinner bell. Except it's like, oh, yeah, I'm doing all the work. I'm like chilling in my bed. It's early. Right? So we love the busy person. Thank you, honey. Hey, sometimes it's switched around. Sometimes I'm the one clanging. Okay? So we love the busy person for getting things done, but there's times where, dude, I just want to sit. And I want to relax. And Jesus is like, she's sitting at my feet. What more do you want? Maybe you, I'm not going to penalize her for that. She's sitting and she's learning, she's basking, she's reveling in my presence. Right? And yeah, you're doing great things. Thanks for making me feel welcome. But where should you be? Yeah.
To do, and you don't do any of it because you're like too busy, like spending time with God and reading your Bible and pressing in. Like, how does that, like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, wait, what are the, you know?
And that's why it's a balancing act. That's why it's this life, this balance, this scale of like, I have to do this. Yes, it's great to be like Mary. There's a time to sit at his feet, but there's also times to do other things. There's times to labor, right? And there's a lot of different times to do different things, but it's a balance. We need to get into the sync and be synchronized with God's heart and what God is doing, right? We need to get into that rhythm and not worry so much about all of the other stuff. So is there time that you need to do homework? Absolutely. Am I saying, dude, just forget about doing homework anymore?
Yes.
Like, let's ban school. Okay? No, can't do that. Okay? So yes, there's a balance. We need to find that rhythm of life. And that rhythm can't be our rhythm. It can't be the mundane, the boring, traditional, get up, go to the Y, go to school, go home, homework, 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 bed. Okay? Wake up, go to the Y. It can't be that. Okay? It has to be about God's rhythm. What is the rhythm of his heart saying? And can I just say that I think I have rhythm? I think. Okay? Speaking it to the person that claps on the offbeat. Okay? My kids made fun of me since they were this high because I could not clap. Okay? Couldn't. Like to the music? Like I would clap on the offbeat? Can't do it. Okay? I really appreciate it when Pastor Ben's like, starts clapping. I'm like, yeah, got it. Mm-hmm. That's the right spot. I can't do that on my own. I think I have good rhythm. We go through life thinking we have good rhythm, but then we miss what God's rhythm is. We miss the heart of God. Okay? I think I have good rhythm. I think I'm a pretty good dancer. In reality, like in my head. But in reality, I look like Elaine from that Seinfeld episode where she's like, ooh, right? That's what she does. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Wow. Do you know? Okay, well, Elaine in Seinfeld, like, she thinks that she's such a great dancer. So she's, like, at this, like, party, and she's, like, dancing, and she's like, And she's like dancing like that the whole time. And she's like, what? I'm not a good dancer? What? And she's like totally serious. She's like, I'm a good dancer, right? And everybody just looks around like, dude, no, you're not. Okay? So, yeah, I'm a good dancer in my head. It was kind of interesting because last night, like, I had a long day. Came home. Yeah, nobody was cleaning stuff in the kitchen. Okay? So, sitting there on the couch. Okay? We're watching America's Got Talent. Okay. All of a sudden, these dancers came on. And, like, they had, like, these little twirly ribbons. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, on America's Got Talent, they have, like, these ribbon dancers, and they're going like this. And, like, I was like, seriously, like, ribbon dancing? On America's Got Talent? Like, really, this is for $1 million, and you're in the finals? Really? So Cleet was like, really? Why are you making fun of them? I'm like, ribbon dancing. Okay? Inside, I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're amazing. They were, like, all in sync. Like, they would twirl their things. Like, their back was to everybody. But they would twirl, and it was like everybody's would twirl at the same time. I'm like, how do they do that? How do they stay in sync with everyone? Emma, I'm jealous. Haley, I'm jealous. I can't do that. Stella, help. Okay. So I'm like inside, like, yeah, ribbon dancing. Me, I have no rhythm. Okay. So Cleet's like, Carrie, stop. Just be nice. Okay. But then he's like, he kind of snickers. And then he gets up and starts dancing. He's like, ee-ee-ee. I'm like, yeah. What?
Where are you dancing?
In the living room.
House?
Yes.
Why would we tell you to stop dancing if it was just you two?
So, I don't even know. All right, so, I mean, and it's dark. Like, I don't even know what time it was, but it was dark. And all of a sudden, he gets up from the couch, and, like, I'm sitting on the other couch, and all of a sudden, he gets up, and he's, like, dancing over to get a cookie. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could dance like that. I'm like, do you need a ribbon twirler? Right? So we think about that, and it's like, oh, man, I have no rhythm. And I'm out of sync. And I'm out of sync with a lot of things. Okay? When was the last time that you had that inkling that God's pulling you and drawing you toward him and you were obedient? When was the last time that you just said, yes, God? Like, just in, like, stopped in the middle. Like, I don't care if you drive and it's behind the wheel, make sure your eyes are open. Okay? I don't care if you are simply sitting there doing your homework. When was the last time you felt the move of God and you were just like, God, I love you? I woke Evan up, sorry.
He's like, my ears.
Okay. One was, I don't even know.
Because Pastor Ren told me I had to.
He's not here.
I am.
All right. So, and, like, when was the last time that you had that pull, you had that feeling, and it was like, yes, God, I'll go to your word. Yes, Jesus, I love you. Thank you for today. When was the last time? Mine was at, like, 3:50 this morning. And to think my husband thought I would not wake up. But God woke me up. I didn't set an alarm. And I'm like, yeah, all right.
Wait, is that why you, like, sometimes wake up at random times? Is that God telling you, like, to be with him?
Sometimes, yeah. So there are different times We're talking about when we do feel the pull of, in the draw of God. Right? We're not talking about, oh, I have a cramp. We're not talking about that. Okay? And no, we're not talking about digestive issues, but we're talking about when God calls you, are you obedient? He's telling you, get in sync with me. Find my rhythm. Walk with me. Because when we do, it's so much easier. Right? So yes, we can find more things to do. But we get stuck in the wrong rhythm. School starts back, we have more stuff on our plate, juggling more things, finding that balance, right? I don't know, when I was like preparing this sermon, I kept hearing like the Chain Gang song. Like, I don't even know what it is. Like, it's like, I don't even know, like, dun 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 dun. Working on the chain. Okay, never mind. Okay, see, he told you I cannot dance. Yes, my husband's back there laughing at me. Okay? It's never mind. Okay? But that's like the tune that I had in my head as I was preparing this. All right, so here in this passage, we see two different people, Martha and Mary. And they're out of sync with one another. One's busying herself worrying about what's happening. Okay, does this look okay? Does this look okay? Okay, and the other one's just sitting basking and reveling in his love. Okay. Which do you do? Is there a balance? Would you say that you're kind of in your own sync, in your own rhythm? Or do you follow the rhythm of God and follow the rhythm of his heart? Okay. Like I said, the rhythm, our rhythm, is often dry and kind of mundane, right? God wants to interrupt that. He wants to interrupt our routine. He wants us to come to him. He draws you to him. Okay. And like I said, my wish is for all of you to just worship together. That's why we did like the keyboard thing in there last week. I want you to just praise together, worship together, right? Find God's heartbeat, right? Find it together. Because if we continue working in our own rhythm, what's gonna happen? I'm going back to Tyler. Nothing. Right? Nothing can happen if we continue doing the things the same way we always do it. Nothing is going to change. Okay? I want to see more youth than, yes, I love each and every one of you. Okay? I love you sincerely. But I want to see, no, it's not about the number, Tyler. It's about the love that people have for God. Like, why do you come? What do you get out of this? If you're just going to come on a Wednesday night or a Sunday and walk away and not change anything and not change the rhythm and not embrace God's heart, that's not what I want. Then why am I here? Then you don't need me. Right? My heart is for you, each and every one of you, to encounter God every day. Not just Wednesday night to come and hang out with your friends. That's my heart. That's what I want for Edge Youth Group. That's what I want. What do you want? Okay, you guys are so caught up in, oh, can't we be in there? Can't we just be in there? Why? If nothing changes, if we don't change, if our hearts don't change, nothing will change. If we don't seek God and what God is saying in his heartbeat, in his rhythm, guys, then we're missing it. Then I can be Martha, and I can be as busy as I want, and I can do this, and I can do that. And I can go on mission trips, and I can do all of this great stuff, and I can build hospitals, and I can do all of that if I had the money. I'm a teacher, after all. But why? Am I walking to my own rhythm? Is it for my own accolades? Or is it because it's the heart of God pulling me where I need to be? Where are you called to be? That's my goal. That's what I want. And maybe I'm not so clear about it all the time. But that's what I want. I want you to come and I want you to worship God. He gave his son. Give your life. He gave his son. Give your praise. Find the rhythm. And find a rhythm that's not yours. And it can't be for my husband. And it can't be for me. And it can't be for my pastor. It can't be for my boss. And it can't, like, I can't do it for you. Like last week, Chloe's like, well, I feel like, you know, if you spend so much time pouring into us and reading the word and doing this and praying, and like, I feel like, well, then we should reciprocate that. And my response to her was, Chloe, I love you. Yes, I would love to see you grow more. But Chloe, I do that, and it's not about you. And it's not about you guys. It's about my relationship with God. I want to find his heartbeat, and I want to work with that rhythm. And I've fought too long and too hard without it. I've done it for too long. Okay? I've been there. I walked in my own rhythm for many years. Many years. And it's too hard, guys. And we just take things for granted and we get out of sync and we become all about us. When you think about it in that first or that section I read in Genesis about, yeah, God formed the man from the dust of the earth, but he didn't start living until he breathed air into his nostrils. Okay? Are you living? Are you living in sync? Or are you out of sync? That's the question I think we really need to ask. Because we can brand edge and we can have an encounter with God every day, or we can just have an encounter with God on an occasional Wednesday. And I have to ask myself, God, what is your heart for Edge? Okay. We need to get back to what God's heart is. Right? Or, you know what? Some of us just have to actually find it, rather than just go through the motions. God created you to shine. God created you to leave a mark. God created you as world changers. How many of you agree with that? Evan does. Nobody else? How many of you feel God's created me to shine? God's created me to shake this world up. Right? He's called you to change. Change the world. But what do we have to change before we can change the world? Ourselves, right? Find the rhythm. I'm trying to think, Cleet. What was that? I'm sorry. Like, I'm like, find the rhythm. Like, I don't even know. I'm Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was totally
like,
thinking that
cool.
Right now.
See, that's exact. That's what I'm like, wait, what is that?
Yes.
Okay? That's, sorry, just sidetracked. Total sidetracked. Like, find the rhythm. Find the rhyme. Like, come on, boys, it's bobsled time. Right? I don't even know. But that's what we need to do. That is the heart of God. That is what God is asking you to do. Find the rhythm. Don't stay so busy. Okay? Stella, stay out of that kitchen when God is in your living room. Okay? You don't wash the dishes anyway.
Right.
Okay? So it's fine. Lydia, make sure she doesn't. Okay? I don't want you sitting in the kitchen doing the dishes, cleaning the counter, clanging pans around when God is sitting in the other room. And we do it all the time. Because we get up, we go to the Y, we go to school, we come home, we do homework, homework, and go to bed. Go to work, get paid. Go to bed, get up. Go to school, go to work, get paid. Right? That's not the rhythm that God's calling us into. You want to see change. And if you want to see more people coming to these youth nights, you want to see more people, I don't even care if they're in a seat next to you, I don't care if, like, whatever. They could be at your school. Okay, that's what God's called us to do. But it's not going to happen if we just stay in our own mundane routine. Like, that's why we started with putting Pictionary. Okay? Making the bed. Brush your teeth. Do your homework. Eat a pizza. Eat a pizza. Do your laundry. Go to school. That's why we started with that. Because it's all stuff that we just do. But is it stuff that's in the rhythm of God? Okay. So I will close with thinking about that. Father God, we just thank you for this night. I thank you for the word that you put on my heart, Lord. And I just ask, God, that the seed that was planted will just grow. That it won't just fall to the wayside. That it won't fall upon hardened rock, God, or hardened stone. That it actually takes root and it will grow. We just thank you, God, that you are calling us to be world changers. That you're calling us to change our ways, to seek after you, Lord. Oh, God, we're sorry for doing things our way all the time and never thinking about what you have in mind for us. Forgive us, God, for not listening to those inclinations that you give us, that you're drawing us near to you, and that you want us to come close, and that we just push you away and say, not now, God, I'm busy. Oh, forgive us, God. Oh, we want to seek you, Lord. We want to see that you change us from our hearts, from the inside out, God, or that only you can do. Thank you, God, that you are the great shaper and molder of our life and of our heart, that you are the great potter, Lord, that you see us and you see what we need at every time. Lord, help us find your rhythm. Let us find what you want for our life. Let us be in sync with you and with your heart, God, and in your timing. In Jesus' name we pray. Your gospel washed me white. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my sin was black as night. Oh, bless his name. Bless you.